Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Manifest Anything You Want, Six Magical Steps to Create an Extraordinary Life by Shantini Raja, narrated by Mirai. Introduction. This book has reached you against all odds, and it's a result of the manifesting approach you're about to discover. To put it another way, this is a book about a manifesting approach that exists because of the manifesting approach in this book. Yes, I realize that's super meta and maybe even a little bit unbelievable, but it happens to be 100% true. I didn't expect to beat the astronomical odds of landing a book deal the first time I submitted a proposal, but I did, and here we are. Like so many miracles that happen when we choose to dance with the universe, I'm living my dream of becoming an author in a way that I couldn't have imagined. Growing up in a little town in the north of Peninsular Malaysia, I'd always dreamed of becoming a writer. But there's no way I could have predicted that I'd have the opportunity to connect with an amazing author I love and look up to who would help me craft a professional book proposal, or that I'd have a wonderfully supportive book agent who happens to be one of the best in the business and believes in me. Plus, he totally gets my work. He encouraged me to manifest the book deal the first time we met online. I couldn't have envisioned that I'd be offered a book deal with the oldest and largest independent publisher for mind, body, spirit books in the entire freaking world. Even more amazing, my dream became a reality despite the fact that I have almost no presence or following on social media, and at a time when a large and engaged audience of fans and followers is often a make-or-break criterion in becoming a published author. As I write these words, I still can't believe that I'm writing these words. I know there's a part of me that will forever remain in a state of awe and delight at the magic and mysterious workings of the universe. Sometimes it feels like watching the magic of manifesting unfold is even more rewarding than receiving the results. This book, and the fact that you are listening to these words, are just two of the many miracles that have come through when I worked with the six magical manifesting ingredients that I'm about to share with you. In other words, this book is tangible proof that what you're about to learn works, and if you consistently apply these techniques, then manifesting your desires can become a delightful, uncomplicated process that you'll be able to do again and again. Becoming a masterful manifester. Let me ask you a quick question. How would your life change if you could have unconditional love, unlimited abundance, joyful energy, or anything else your heart desires, and you didn't have to strive for it in ways that left you feeling depleted? It's a question that might inspire excitement in your heart or trigger a different sort of emotion, the kind that makes you raise an eyebrow. Or two. You might be thinking, that sounds amazing, tell me more. Or, yeah, sure, and the moon is made of Swiss cheese, plus there's a unicorn stomping around my backyard right now. I'm both a scientist and a writer, so whichever camp you happen to be in, I get you. It's wonderful to wake up every day feeling like the world is full of wonder and wild magic is just around the corner. If this is you and you love following the magic, three cheers to you! There's nothing that cannot be improved with genuine, unbridled enthusiasm and joie de vivre. But maybe that's not you. Maybe you have a mind that questions everything. You see the world through an evidence-based, scientific lens, and you have an inexhaustible curiosity that drives you to get to the bottom of things. If this is the case, I applaud you too. A questioning mind and a heart that tirelessly seeks the truth are priceless treasures. But so often we're chastised or made to feel small because we're not instant believers or endlessly upbeat. The truth is that measured caution is a wonderful thing. And now more than ever, We need people who aren't afraid to ask hard-to-answer questions. Whichever perspective you happen to hold, whether you're magical or measured, you were drawn to this book for a reason. The world is changing at lightning speed. Most of us feel constantly anxious and stressed trying to keep up, and life has been heartbreakingly hard for so many people. Those of us who've been stoically trudging along and trying to be brave are feeling a level of exhaustion that's beyond just tired or drained. It's the kind of exhaustion that runs deep, right down to the bone. Those of us who are sensitive to energy can feel a strange sense of fearful vigilance, unlike anything we've ever sensed before. It's like we're collectively holding our breath, waiting for something bad to happen, waiting for the other shoe to drop. This isn't surprising when you think about it. Global shakeups brought on by a pandemic that swept the world, the rise of artificial intelligence that seems determined to take our jobs, scary environmental shifts that leave us feeling guilty and powerless, and unexpected revelations and changes in politics, media, finance, and even entertainment have left us feeling frightened, dazed, and confused. Most of what we once believed about our world and our place in it has been uprooted, and it's often impossible to tell the difference between facts and falsehoods. Everything is changing. As a result, how we work, live, and play is evolving at a rapid pace, and this evolution includes how we manifest. This book is about manifesting all that you desire, but not in the traditional sense, which has become outdated. Yes, we'll be diving into the art of attracting what you want to create a boldly beautiful and magical life. But what you're about to learn has little to do with vision boards and visualizations. It's about discovering who you truly are and what you truly want. And it's about intentionally designing a life that reflects what you believe in and how you want to live. In other words, it's about manifesting a life that feels like you. Along the way, you'll learn how to live from a place of wonder and curiosity, self-acceptance, self-kindness, and self-compassion. From that place, you won't just learn to manifest masterfully. You will become a masterful manifester. We're about to embark on a journey that is strangely fascinating. It's an adventure that promises to surprise and delight you as much as it will stretch and challenge you. But it's worth the effort because you'll emerge feeling so much safer in your body, more tranquil in your mind, more inspired in your heart, and feeling good in your soul. So whether you're an ardent believer in the infinite power of the universe and the law of attraction or not, know that you're in the right place. This book is for you. The manifesting approach you're about to learn is a bit like gravity in that it works whether you believe in it or not. All I ask is that you open your heart and mind to these concepts and ideas and give the activities you'll find peppered throughout the book a heartfelt try. What manifesting is really about. If you can legally drink, which is to say that you're over 21 in the U.S., you can probably recall the days when Rhonda Byrne's 2006 book and documentary, The Secret, swept through the world of personal development and spirituality. At that time, just about everyone seemed to be manifesting something or other, with little-known authors and teachers who happened to know even a tiny bit about the law of attraction suddenly propelled into public consciousness. But things have changed since then. A lot of people have discovered, much to their disappointment, that visualizing a red Ferrari does not result in a red Ferrari magically appearing in their garage. Chances are, you've tried chanting affirmations and you've practiced positive thinking. Maybe you've put together a vision board or five, and you've managed to conjure a few things seemingly out of thin air, such as a couple of parking spots or a free lunch. But you've probably noticed that your ability to manifest is frustratingly inconsistent and often downright disappointing. And no matter what you do or how hard you try, your success rate remains erratic. Okay, so that's the bad news. Now for some fabulous news. Affirmations, visualizations, and other mainstream manifesting methods work. And they work really well. But there's a missing piece of the manifesting puzzle that you need for reliable, consistent results. This piece is something hardly anyone talks about. The truth is that the most carefully constructed vision board in the world holds no magic or power if you're in a place of fear, guilt, uncertainty, or doubt while you're putting it together. I've written this book so that it's not just another manual about using affirmations, meditations, visualizations, and all the rest of the amazing manifesting tools out there. These are Googleable tools, and there are lots of great books and courses that can offer you everything you need to know to make each of them work for you. This book is a little bit different. It's more about the art of becoming a manifester rather than the craft of manifesting. Attracting all you desire with ease and consistency isn't so much about what you're doing on the outside to manifest true love that lasts a lifetime, a healthy body and mind, a highly profitable business that enables you to donate to your favorite charity without holding back, or any of the other beautiful, illuminating, creative experiences and relationships you might long for. Manifesting is about how you're showing up inside yourself. In other words, becoming a masterful manifester isn't about what you are doing, but who you are being. That's where the tools and practices in this book can change everything for you. The No Hustle or Hack Zone. I wrote this book as a companion for your manifesting journey. It's a gentle, fun guide to discover yourself and recognize who you are at your core. It's about identifying what you really want, maybe for the first time in your life, and getting whatever that is just by being yourself. The first thing to know about the tools and practices in this book is that there's no such thing as doing it wrong. Everything in this book is intentionally written to rise up and greet you at exactly the right place and the right time. With that in mind, I highly recommend that you listen to this book all the way through once and then keep it where you can refer to it easily. Anytime you need a little boost or guidance, choose a spot at random and begin listening. When you do this, I promise you'll find something that is perfect for you at that time. My intention is for this book to be a loving, reliable friend who knows just what to say to make things better and brighter, rather than an unforgiving coach or teacher whose rules you must follow word for word, step by step, or else. This means you can relax and immerse yourself in the experience of becoming a creator of your own life. You don't have to follow any strict rules or, heaven forbid, hack your way to receiving what you desire. No rushing, pushing, or striving required. Think of this space as a no hustle or hack zone. In the following chapters, you'll find a powerful core manifesting recipe that consists of 6 magical manifesting ingredients. This special recipe creates results with delightful ease and astonishing accuracy, and you can use it to cook up anything you want. You'll also discover how to add flavor, fun, and finesse to your manifesting experience with a breathing practice I developed called One Healing Breath. Including one healing breath in the process is like having the perfect ingredients sizzling and blending together on the stove, and then adding that special secret ingredient that transforms a beautiful meal into an unforgettable gastronomic extravaganza. You'll find that each of the 6 magical manifesting ingredients, as well as the one healing breath practice, can stand alone, and you don't have to do them in sequence. Which is great news if you love having freedom and flexibility that lets you fit your manifesting activities into your life and not the other way around. Along the way, you'll learn to cultivate deep inner alignment, enhanced intuition, and embodied safety, no matter what else is going on in your life and in the world. You'll learn practical, in-the-moment tools you can use at any time to shift from resistance to unresistance, release self-judgment and self-rejection, and boost powerful, positive traits such as focus and creativity. You'll also master the art of tuning into your hidden genius through your intuition and falling into a state of relaxed, joyful flow as you take confident, consistent action toward your dream life. I'll be sharing more about my personal story in Chapter 1, and you'll get to know how the One Healing Breath practice, which consists of a variety of positive, uplifting, energizing words and images, came to be. You'll also learn how you can access this special collection of images for free so that you can enter a genuine, high vibrational state anytime you want. But for now, let me just say that the original practice was given to me in what I like to think of as a divine download. I understood exactly what it was the second it dropped into my heart and mind. The rest unfolded from there, like a river flowing to the sea. Everything you're about to learn in this book arose from a confluence of my two obsessions, science and spirituality. Some of the techniques come from deep experimentation and hundreds of hours of reading, writing, and researching the guiding principles of neuroscience and psychology, while others are based on spiritual and esoteric ideologies, as well as many of the multiple thousand-year-old wisdom traditions from my birthplace of Southeast Asia. Ultimately, I'd love for you to take the manifesting approach you're about to discover in this book and make it your own. That is the most effective way to maximize the benefits of this deceptively simple yet surprisingly powerful process of creating the life you desire. You'll learn exactly how to fine-tune and tailor the One Healing Breath practice so you have a reliable manifesting system that works for you every time. How to use this book and supercharge your manifesting skills. You'll supercharge your manifesting skills if you approach this book like it's an interactive online course that you can't wait to join, or an in-person training program that you've been looking forward to, rather than just a static reading experience. I encourage you to dive into the practices and activities as you go, so you can get your manifesting experience rocking and rolling right away. Get ready for more than a few unexpected surprises about yourself, and maybe even some shocking revelations, like why you secretly don't believe you deserve what you want, even if you think you do, and the real reason why what you want is also what you don't want, and what to do about it. You'll discover that how you feel in your body could be blocking you from achieving all the financial, relationship, health, and other goals you've ever envisioned, along with how you could be unknowingly trying to manifest what I call false desires, which are based on what other people want for you rather than what you want for yourself. You'll start to have fun even before you see your manifesting skills take off. Fun and play are a big part of this experience. To make things as pleasurable and effortless as possible, I've divided the book into easy-to-follow sections. Phase 1. Where our journey begins. In this first phase of our journey, I'll share the truth about becoming a masterful manifester. You'll learn about internal and external blocks that hold you back from being who you are and getting what you want, including common misconceptions about the art of manifesting. Phase 2, build your inner altar. And phase 3, cultivate unresistance. We'll dive deep into the first four of the six magical manifesting ingredients, as well as the One Healing Breath practice. You'll discover a simple way to nurture gentle, loving awareness of your inner world so you can follow the voice of your truth and start to release and heal the conscious and unconscious resistance blocking your ability to manifest. Phase 4. Embody the magic. This phase of your manifesting adventure includes the final two of the 6 magical manifesting ingredients. The magical manifesting ingredient number 5 is about creating your manifesting avatar so you can begin living your dream life now. And finally, we'll explore magical manifesting ingredient number 6, where you'll learn how to use the power of play and pleasure to amplify your ability to attract anything you want. Phase 5. Call in your destiny. By the time you reach this final phase, you'll be ready to apply everything you've learned. You'll have the option of choosing one or more of the 18 magical manifesting recipes that integrate every single tool and technique in this book, so you can adopt or adapt a manifesting ritual that fits beautifully into your schedule, no matter how busy you are. You'll also discover your manifesting archetype with a fun quiz. Your quiz results will reveal your personal manifesting rhythm and style, and I'll teach you how to use the One Healing Breath practice to deepen your manifesting skills and create exciting results with ease and speed. One more thing to note is that there is a Manifest Now section at the end of many of the chapters where you'll get to practice what you learned. You'll also find fun, easy-to-do manifesting and healing tools and techniques peppered throughout the book. An opening declaration. As we prepare to embark on our journey together, I invite you to connect with yourself in a way that ignites a deep sense of safety and security, as well as curiosity, inspiration, and creativity. The following is a declaration or prayer called The Promise, which is adapted from my personal spiritual practice as well as my work with clients. You can repeat this out loud or silently. If you love ritual and ceremony, feel free to light a candle and some incense before you recite these lines. Come back to this if you ever sense the need for renewed commitment or whenever you feel like it. The Promise. With my whole heart, soul, mind, and energy, I am in deepest gratitude. I thank my highest self, my angels, my guides, and the divine intelligence of the universe. Thank you for the light, the love, and the lessons learned. I breathe out all that has come before and all whose time has passed. I know in my soul that I am a part of the light that is the tapestry of all that is love throughout the universe and across the time-space continuum. And as such, my power to manifest knows no bounds. I am a masterful manifester of my life. I design my destiny with conscious, loving awareness and deep joy. I design my destiny with the energies of earth, air, fire, and water. I design my destiny with the full power of Shiva and Shakti, the sacred masculine and the divine feminine. And so it is. Phase 1. Where our journey begins. I couldn't be more excited that we're about to begin our manifesting adventure together. In this first section, you'll discover why you might have experienced frustration and disappointment working with so many popular mainstream manifesting techniques, and why feeling safe is one of the most important elements of successful manifesting. You'll also learn how the One Healing Breath came to be in a single divine whisper, and how you can use it to supercharge your manifesting skills. 1. Why traditional manifesting doesn't always work. Visualizations and vision boards, affirmations and gratitude journals, When it comes to tips and techniques that help you align with the universe to attract what you want, you've probably heard it all, or at least most of it. But there's a critical element at the heart of successful manifesting, and it's something a lot of people don't talk about: feeling a profound sense of safety in being who you truly are. Have you ever tried unwinding a tightly wound ball of knotted strings? I've found there's usually that one bit of string that's intertwined with all the others, and when you tug at that one string, the entire ball of knots easily comes undone. Feeling safe to be yourself is that one string that releases the knotted ball of energetic blocks, such as self-doubt, limiting beliefs, and fears that hold you back from manifesting what you want. When it comes to easy, speedy manifesting, tapping into inner safety is everything. Learning how to generate safety in the body, mind, and spirit will transform you into an extraordinary manifester who can confidently and joyfully partner with the universe to receive everything you desire. We'll return to this truth again and again in our shared adventure throughout the rest of this book, but be patient, because the art of creating inner safety takes time. Most people have no idea what it's like to feel safe, and I was one of them. For most of my childhood and early adulthood, it felt like I was walking a tightrope 100 feet off the ground without a safety net, and it all started the day I lost my dad. The Ravenous Beast. Everyone loved my kind, funny, charming father. He was the friend you called when you were in trouble because you know he'd drop everything to help you any way he could. He was the one who could magically transform a boring dinner party into a lively affair with a funny story that made everyone laugh. I adored my father, and I looked up to him. He was handsome, smart, and strong, and I thought he was invincible. The day he died suddenly from a heart attack, my world crumbled, and my life was never the same again. Those childhood years that most people talk about with wistful nostalgia, the years that are supposed to be full of joyful, carefree abandon, were defined by a strange sense of impending doom for me. On the surface, everything seemed fine, and even though my dad was no longer around, I knew I was lucky that I had a mother and a big sister who loved me. But despite their best efforts, I hardly ever felt truly happy or calm. And when I did, the positive feelings disappeared as soon as they arrived. The only time I ever felt good was when I had my nose buried in the pages of a book. Books helped me escape the real world, the one without my dad. And I found friends and kindred spirits in the stories that I loved so much. Despite following Alice down the rabbit hole into Wonderland and taking in the majestic beauty of the mountains with Heidi, I found that the reality of my life without my dad was never far away. To make matters worse, I didn't feel like I was allowed to be anything but happy and grateful, because it seemed to me that I had more than I deserved, and certainly more than a lot of people could ever hope to have. I had access to running water, electricity, and an education. I had a roof over my head and food to eat. But even though I knew I had so much to be grateful for, I couldn't shake the awful feeling that something bad was about to happen, and it was just around the corner. In time, I realized that this feeling of impending doom had a name. It was called anxiety, and that revelation was only the beginning. I battled mightily against debilitating anxiety for years, well into my 20s and 30s. It was like a ravenous beast that threatened to swallow me whole, and so once again, I turned to books for solace and comfort. I first discovered self-help books when I was 15, and I've never looked back. My journey to unraveling the fear, anxiety, and unhappiness I felt inside can be mapped across hundreds, maybe even thousands, of self-help books. In the early 2000s, I was enchanted by Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, which led me to discover the Abraham Hicks series, which I treasure and return to every year. Every single book offered
Sample complete. Ready to continue?